It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Keith McPherson on The Fan. 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yo, I like that you guys didn't play my little Frank Sinatra remix. Do not play Frank. Do not start spreading the news. KM till 2 a.m. Let's begin. 877-337-6666. First things first. Two things, actually. First things first. RIP Mr. C. Calvin from Brooklyn passed away today, and I got that news, and it hit me right in the heart. I'm a hip-hop head. I am a radio head. I have listened to New York radio forever. I went to school for radio. I am a radio host in this city and a former DJ. And to take it a step further, if you heard my audition on August 25th, 2021 here at The Fan, Mr. C heard me that night, and he felt compelled to call in. Mr. C called in just to give me positive energy, just to give me some love, saying that he heard me talking about my DJ roots, and he said that he had been listening to The Fan every day since 1999, and he was happy to hear a brother on The Fan. He was happy to hear a black man on The Fan. Even though it was my first night, my audition, I was nervous. I was just unaware, unsure. I was, you know, just trying to figure my way through that 3-hour show that I did. Man, getting that call from Calvin in Brooklyn, which is what it said on the screen. And then when I heard the call and it revealed that it was DJ Mr. C, it just gave me a boost of energy that made me feel like I got to keep going. You never know who's out there listening. You're not doing that bad. And maybe this can turn into something. And it has. Fast forward now, going on almost 3 years from then. I hope that Mr. C enjoyed plenty of my shows. I hope that I represented him well. I hope that I became what he had hoped I'd become on The Fan. And I just wanted to start off by saying rest in peace to Calvin from Brooklyn, Mr. C. Second thing, this is WFAN, The Fan in New York. You just heard the Yankees post game. Maybe you heard the Brooklyn Nets post game, whatever. The purpose of these daily, nightly shows where we take calls and we talk about what happened that day, that night, in my opinion, is to react and overreact. So I'm putting out a disclaimer. Yankee fans are going to call and complain about the 10-3 Yankees. They lost tonight. Yankee fans are going to overreact to every single thing, myself included. I have some issues. Ultimately, I don't really care because I'm a baseball fan and I know you're going to lose games. And this start that the Yankees are off to, they haven't lost a series. I mean, they couldn't sweep those bums tonight. Man, it makes sweeping the Houston Astros on the road even sweeter. Shout out to Emmanuel Barbari, who got his first regular season call of 2024 in tonight with Susan Waldman. Shout out to Susan as well. And here we go, folks. Anthony Volpe, Aaron Boone told you when we look up in 10 years, he'll be the leadoff man in the lineup, right? Boone is hilarious. He kind of like played the media. Volpe went 0-for last night. And you get the news that Volpe is leading off today. And you're like, okay, the future is now, right? The exact quote was, when we look up in 10 years, that's where his future is going to be, at the top of the lineup. Oh, Boone. Fast forward. That's the news of the day. It's the third game of the series. And I also wondered about Oswaldo Cabrera. I talked about it last night. I understand the Yankees have some of the most errors in Major League Baseball. Add another to that list tonight, maybe two. I know Volpe had a throwing error. Let me pull up the box score. But I know Oswaldo Cabrera has three errors credited to just himself. I know he cooled off some. I know the plan was not for him to be an everyday player. But, man, after he showed you what he could do in Houston and a little bit in the Arizona, like how I don't understand how you go three straight games with that young man on the bench when he provides a spark, a flair that I talk about, right? When you need somebody to get something going, as they damn sure needed tonight, like how do you not have that young man in the game to make a play, to get a hit? I guess it's because they made the trade for John Birdie, and he's going up against his former team. He got all three of those games. And, you know, tonight, Marcus Stroman, a ground ball pitcher, he's a sure glove at third base, and Oswaldo, whatever. 877-337-6666. We haven't even gotten into the game yet. It's just, you know, just little things before the game starts. All of the dogs talk, the barking. I mean, it's all great. But at the same time, people can't wait to use that against you. I already saw some people, like, the Yankees didn't win the series. Like, the Yankees aren't going to lose games. Like, oh, who's barking now? But where are the dogs? Where are my dogs at now? Have your fun. Have your fun. But again, we're about to take calls as the calls are already lining up from Yankees fans. Express whatever you want to express. I'm going to get mine out in this open. Tell me something that I missed. Tell me something that you saw in the game. I know they got to beat the team that they're facing and the umps. The umps are trash. Like, I literally said two nights ago, I want to try out. Because these guys are old. They're off. They're confused. They got an attitude, a chip on their shoulder. They make it about themselves all the time. It's a pissing contest all the time. Just get the call right. These guys don't know how to call a game. I'm watching a Mets game the other night. The guy didn't know how to call a ball fair or foul right in front of him. I'm watching a game tonight. The guy behind home plate, he actually called a called strike on a check swing. And then that gets into Verdugo's head. And then that changes every at-bat that he has. Now he's got to swing at BS to protect. Now Boone gets thrown out in game 13. I expect him to be thrown out another, I don't know, 9 to 10 more times. But Boone said he's trying to cool on that this year. He didn't even really wear that guy out. But it's just whack. You watch these games. It's incredible. Every single game. And I know it's not, you know, something these guys do perfectly. It's an inexact science. But it seems like it's Yankees versus the umps ever since Gardy banged on the dugout. It's like they have an agenda. Oh, well, if you're going to Yankee Stadium with those fans and Aaron Boone and the Yankees, you better have your guard up. These batters, they're going to try and show you up. Anyway, this is a space for you to overreact tonight. One game, forget about it. Go to sleep. Tomorrow I'll be on for a five-hour KM to AM, all positivity, no negativity, as the Yankees hit the road. We'll also look forward to what's to come with the Yankees schedule. We'll also look at the teams that they're going to face, but tonight is for you to call and talk to me and tell me what you think. Your girlfriend doesn't care. Your wife, she's in bed. She's sleeping fine. She don't know if the Yankees won or lost. Tomorrow, your mom's going to ask you why your attitude isn't good. What's wrong with you? Why you got to stick up your... Because of one game. It's fine. Marcus Stroman was off tonight. He got to open up the homestand and close the homestand with a silky under his Yankee fitted with the do-rag on. He didn't have it tonight. He pitched well on opening day, and the bats didn't have it. He didn't pitch as well tonight. The bats didn't have it. He didn't have his command. He was walking guys. And one bad inning, that third inning, it's tough. That third inning was the whole game. But, you know, the lineup with Volpe, my quote was, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I don't think it was a matter of trying to fix something. Boone said it was to get Gleyber Torres going. Why? What are we talking about? To get Gleyber Torres going? Did Gleyber Torres get going tonight? He had two walks, but he didn't do anything. He didn't do anything with the game on the line when he had the opportunity. He didn't get going being lower in the lineup. So we're moving Volpe from down there. Like, the game could have possibly been different if Volpe was, I don't know. It's one game. 13 games out of 162. 162 one-game seasons. It just makes you think, were they getting cute because the Marlins are chumps? Man, tip your cap to the Marlins. That's a team fighting to not be swept on the main stage. That's a team with batting champs, two-time batting champs. That's a team with guys that were top draft picks. That's a team with guys that were on the cover of the show. That's a team with some pride that was fighting for their second win of the season. And they came in the Yankee Stadium and said, you know what? We're not going to go quietly. We hear you barking and we get all the dog stuff. Good. You took the series, but we're going to fight. This is Major League Baseball. So baseball is a humbling sport. The Yankees were humbled tonight. And they'll pack their bags and they'll head on the road, head out and get on the road. But so what? Call me up and tell me if you're mad about Anthony Rizzo. He's just not. I don't know. I was talking about it last night. He had one bounce off his glove today, and I felt like Anderson was safe. They didn't challenge it, whatever. I know you guys go to Yankee Stadium. Some of you looking to boo. Can't boo Giancarlo Stanton. He can't be the whipping boy. Gallo's gone. Hicks is gone. Donaldson's gone. Who are you going to boo? Who are you going to be mad at? Can't be Stanton, who so many people call for Stanton to be benched or be dropped in the lineup before he got one swing in Yankee Stadium. And then after opening day, it was like, oh, this guy's... No. Giancarlo Stanton looks good right now. Can't be mad at him. But yeah, they move Volpe to the leadoff. And I was saying, listen, like, the Yankees love to change their lineups. One thing leads to another. It's all connected. So I know it's just one loss, but having Volpe up there at the top of the order and not where he was, it just changes who you're batting in front of, who you're batting behind. I don't know. It's one night. We're going to express whatever we want to express tonight. We'll talk about the end of the game. I already got to go to the break and the update, but in the end of the game, I just have in my notes, you know, a few things. Judge. I haven't mentioned Judge's name yet, and I had a take at the end of spring training that some Yankee fans literally reached out to me to say, yo, don't talk bad about Judge. I said, I love Judge just as much as you do. I'm not talking bad about Judge. But we're not going to see 2022 Judge ever again, and that's okay. But, like, for what he's getting paid and what he is as the captain and what he means to this team and his lineup, like, if he's hurt, like, I don't know. He had a terrible at-bat in, I think, the 7th or the 8th after Volpe walked and then Soto knocked him in. Judge had a terrible at-bat. He looked at it a couple strikes, and then there was a ball, and then he had a check swing, strike three. And then, of course, like, Soto, I get it. You are a walk machine on base percentage, but with the game on the line, we got to knock in runs. We got to swing the bat. It doesn't have to be a homer, but you got to swing the bat when you know Judge is cold coming up behind you. You know Judge doesn't have it. So Judge comes up with the bases loaded. And honestly, I'm not confident because why would I be? And he flies out to shallow center and that's the game. So I got to go to the break and the update. Marco's going to get you updated. This is Keith McPherson on the Fan. We've only just begun. Yankee fans, call me up. We'll express what we got to express. But ultimately, your Yankees are in first place. They're 10-3. They haven't lost a series. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. We lost. We didn't sweep? What? All right. Inside the 11 o'clock hour on the Fan, my Casamigos big shot of the night will come up at some point. Usually we do it at the 11 o'clock hour, but like I had more to say in my open and we already have calls coming in. Ultimately, for every Yankee fan listening, every Met fan listening, as the Mets were rained out, Mother Nature stepped in again to say, hey, give the Mets a break. Give the Mets a night off. Let them cool off. We don't want the Mets playing while Evan Roberts is doing his book signing with Tiki Barber in Staten Island. We want all the Mets fans to go to SI and get my Mets Bible. Shout out to you if you went out there tonight and saw that live. But yeah, for everybody listening, like, this is sports talk radio. This is where the fans call the Fan and say, oh man, did you see that throwing error from Volpe? I don't know about him. I know he's a gold glove, but maybe it was because they moved him up in the lineup. Keith, what do you think? This is when, you know, people question Verdugo. I don't know, you know, maybe Verdugo's got to tone it down with the dogs and the chains and the barking. He had a terrible night. I don't know. Maybe he should get a night off. Where's Trent Grisham? Those are the type of things that are going to come across the radio. But don't take them too seriously. It's one night, and it's one game, and we're going to lose a bunch of games this year. not as many as last year, but we're going to lose games. And they're going to be frustrating, and you're going to question everything from decisions with the lineup to the starting pitching and the bullpen and who's in the lineup not performing. You know, it sucks. It sucks to see Judge is batting 178. That's an 0-for-4 with two strikeouts. And like I said, when you're watching Judge's at-bats, this does not look like number 99 Aaron Judge. At least he changed his walk-up song back, right? He started swag surfing the first series. I was like, what are we doing? Judge, did you take that because Taylor Swift started swag surfing at Kansas City? Say it ain't so. From the whole viral thing with the Kansas City Chiefs and Taylor Swift not even knowing how to swag surf. I'm like, first off, Judge, that can't be a good walk-up song for Yankee Stadium because, like, swag surfing's got to build. There's not enough time to let the beat. But anyway, he's back to, I'm the king of New York, Mello, RIP Pop Smoke. A Boogie was in the building not too long ago. I feel like he's trying to find it. He's trying to get right, but it's just not there. Is he hurt? Fans are going to call and ask that. Is he hurt? Is it the toe? Is it the oblique? Is he still spring beat up? I don't know. I've said enough. Let's get to the calls because you guys are all calling in. Lou is out in Astoria, first up on the Fan. You got it, Lou.
Keith, how are you?
I'm good, man. We're 10-3, but I'm just hosting the show, and I understand.
Beautiful. Listen, I couldn't agree with you more. You know how I am. You call me old-fashioned. But you said, listen, if it's not broken, I mean, you know, I don't understand. The lineup has to stay in the formula that you're winning. It's a chemistry. I mean, what I wanted you to do, and I was looking at it because they were showing the where you hang out with the bleacher creature. I was trying to see if you was there, trying to tell everybody when we roll call everybody, when we're going to call that third baseman Purdy, whatever his name is. I told you guys were going to take over and say, let's go say, where's Osvaldo? And, you know, I mean, I was so upset because
no.
This guy, I mean, you know, he tried so hard. He played everywhere, even in the left field right now. The Verdugo is not playing. If you want to try that, why don't they don't like this guy? I don't understand. The Yankees make me mad sometimes that I really get pissed off. Now, another thing is on Saturday when you was on, you got such a good heart, but I want to correct you on this because somebody I called you and he says, "Well, I'm very poor." And he mentioned it like about 1,000 times. I'm poor, poor, poor. I wish I got tickets to go to the games. And you actually said, damn, I wish I can get free tickets. And I don't know if you really, you did it or not, and you sent him some ticket. But I'm going to tell you an experience that I had when I was working. I used to go to work every day, and there used to be a guy by the Queen Motor Bridge. And he used to be in a wheelchair. He had no arms, no legs. And I used to give him $5 every day. And that was before I called Tony Page, okay? One day, we had a meeting at the store that I worked with. And all of a sudden, Keith, I go near the bridge, and this guy gets up. He put his arm out, his left arm out, his leg out. And he holds his leg out, and he takes his wheelchair and walks away. I said, damn, what is that? I mean, let me tell you something. I was so upset. Then I wanted to get out of my car and tell this guy, what a freaking idiot you are. You know, I
felt what, he finessed you out of 15, 20 bucks? How much money did you give him? $5 each time he saw him?
I used to give him $10 to $5 every day.
Every day?
And I couldn't even realize, I couldn't even do that.
Thanks for the call, Lou. Way to start us off. okay, let us regroup. Lou is great. so back to what Lou is talking about with my Saturday show. I forget the young man's name, but he called in and he expressed that he makes minimum wage. He's poor. He can't afford to go to Yankee Stadium. And I said, you know what, man? I wish I had a way to get you tickets. Or I wish I had a way. I've already started giving out tickets. I've done it for years, but I've already started because that call made me realize, like, this Yankee team is special. There are Yankee fans that are not as fortunate as I am. Granted, I work to be as fortunate as I am. I wasn't always this fortunate. But, like, let me share the love. Let me put some people in the seats, and I've already started doing that. But the panhandling in New York City, you need to take a couple good looks at these panhandlers in New York City. I don't give anybody money in New York City. Some of these jokers are actors. Some of these jokers are out here finessing. You got finesse, Lou. That's got nothing to do with Yankee Stadium and Yankees tickets and somebody calling my show saying they wish they could go to a game. A lot of people went to the game. Speaking of, You got another 36,000 out there tonight, 37,000 the night before, 31,000 on a Monday to see the Miami Marlins face your New York Yankees. There's no other place like it. And I loved seeing the fans behind the Yankees until their final out. I love seeing the shot of the Yankees dugout, everybody in Legends on their feet, everybody in the 100 level on their feet. You could hear the Yankee fans trying to will them to victory. I love, love, love that. That is not the case everywhere in baseball. That's not the case majority of the places in baseball. You're never out of it. Like in Yankee Stadium, we are with you until the end. We are there to sing Frank Sinatra. And don't sing when they lose. 877-337-6666. Now, Lou also mentioned Oswaldo. The Bleacher Creatures are never going to say, where is Waldo? I mean, he's not Soto. Maybe if Juan Soto wasn't in the lineup, we'd be looking for him. The Bleacher Creatures have been extremely loud. So much so, I heard Evan Roberts talk about it today. Susan Waldman talked about it yesterday. You know why? One, the section is more popular than ever. Two, we have a squad. We have a team. The Bleacher Creatures, and shout out to the gang, all of y'all that hear my voice, that know me and I know you, because I know you went to all of those home games last year and you suffered through that season. And now you're energized about this team and pumped with this team, and you don't care about that loss. They took the series. They're going to hit the road. And we're already plotting on them to come home with the Tampa series and the Oakland series. It's going to be fine. But Oswaldo Cabrera has to be in the lineup at least one game in the series, in my humble opinion. I'm trying to figure out why he's just all of a sudden glued to the bench. He was a spark, right? You're doing things to get Gleyber Torres going. This guy got going right away. He didn't need any assistance. John Birdie, I said, I get it. He's a veteran. He's a sure glove. He's playing against a team that he literally got traded from that he was with. But it's not like he's tearing the cover off the ball either. He's batting 211. And he had a nice little knock late, but it didn't turn into anything. I'm just going to keep taking the calls. Lou started us off kind of lukewarm. Let's see if Mario in Long Beach can do it. I know he can. What's up, Mario?
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing you were. You know, I Googled and I looked up. Is Oswaldo Cabrera hurt? You know, it's crazy.
I don't know. I'm trying to you know, reason myself. I don't make the lineup. I don't make the calls. But I'm like, this guy just showed you last week. He can do it. He's got flair. He's got spark. He's got the will to win. He answers the call. How do you go a 3-game set at home and glue him to the bench in favor of John Birdie?
Absolutely.
Because you made the deal for John Birdie. John Birdie's been with this team for a week and a half.
And Keith, I looked up Oswaldo's batting .333. This other guy you just said is over 100 points less.
Yeah, I don't know. I just analytics. You know, people are going to say, "Oh, it's analytics." I just think he's got a sure glove, but he's made some mistakes too, and he's playing against his former team, and they want to get him acclimated to Yankee Stadium. This is his first time playing in Yankee Stadium. I don't know.
It's funny. I have a really positive spin on the Yanks, but before that, the guy was talking about the guy that ripped them off and had legs. It reminds me of Trading Places. Did you ever see that movie years ago who was it?
I don't know, but we all know that there's panhandlers, that they're not really disabled, or they're not really...
Eddie Murphy movie,
You know, I know. I mean, that's the game. They're hustling. This is New York. If you stand outside and you have 3,000 people pass you every day, I mean, you might actually come up. You might make more than minimum wage if people just feel sorry for you enough, but that has nothing to do with this show. There's nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Let me give you my Yank points, so I got you to get to your calls. First thing is, you know what's really amazing? Judge is producing nothing in their 10-3.
Right.
In past years, they would have been 3-10 if he produced nothing. That's number one. Number two is when they talk about, oh, it's 10-3. If you could do 10-3 all year long, you win 76% of the game. You know, win 124 games. Nobody's ever won 124. So right, even with 10-3. And the last thing is no Cole, and then I'll listen to your response and I'll hang up. No Cole and no Judge. If you were to say the Yankees going to be 10-3 and Judge is doing nothing, the other guy's out, you'd say you're crazy. Thanks for taking my call. I'll listen to you the rest of the night.
Thanks, Mario. And you know, I get it with the panhandling thing. Basically, like Lou was trying to say, hey, you know, you're feeling sorry for that guy who said he's poor and can't afford Yankees tickets. He might not be that poor. Well, listen, I talk to you guys on the phone. I don't know any of you. Some of you, actually, I do know now and have been able to break that wall. But for the most part, you call the fan and you tell me that you're poor and you're broke and you want to go to Yankee Stadium. I have compassion for that. That was me once upon a time. If you're not telling the truth, the world may never know. Anyway, back to the fact that Mario just said they're 10-3 in first place without Cole, literally without any Cole, and without what we know of Aaron Judge. How many times did you hear me scream, stack the deck around Gerrit Cole and Aaron Judge? You're two $300 million players. I know Stanton's one as well. He's playing like it. But I'm like, stack the deck. Well, folks, they have stacked the deck. There's plenty of talent around these guys. And that's why they're 10-3. They're not reliant on Cole Day to stop the bleeding and get us a win. They're not reliant on an Aaron Judge three-run bomb or three-homer night or Judge. You know what I'm saying? They have a team. It's going to be fine. It's going to be better than fine. Josh is in Passaic on the fan. What's up, Josh?
Good, Keith. How are you?
You know, rewatching the game and, you know, just talking the talk.
So, first, you're talking about, like, Stanton. Just to be honest, that I don't even really like most Yankee players, but Stanton by far is my favorite Yankee. Some of the highlights that comes out from him, his home runs, that swing, is just so pure, and he's looking pretty good this year.
So when you talk to Steve Cohen, see if Steve wants to pick up the rest of that contract over the course of
no,
the next...
No, I only see the highlights that comes out, you know, not all that strikeouts.
You could use a DH. JD Martinez back is an issue. So, you know, maybe, I'm just messing with you. Go ahead.
Listen, the highlights are good. The strikeouts, whatever. But he's not looking too bad. And then with the Mets, I was wondering, Keith, if you saw anything. Let's say, what I want the Mets to do is give Severino two more chances. He's been hit around a lot. Say if he get, like, a quality start in or not. And if not, if he doesn't have, you know, four or five innings, four or five runs, is it too early to bring up Scott? He was pretty good today. He had 10 strikeouts.
I mean, something is going to happen. Julio Teheran is out of here. We get the news today that Kodai Senga is on the 60-day IL. There's going to be movement and changes. And Severino, the contract that Severino's got, as long as he's healthy, he's going to get plenty of chances. He's not getting two more chances. He's going to keep pitching.
I don't know, but maybe give him a little rest, you know, fake an injury like they did last year.
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
You don't want to fake an injury with Severino. He's had enough real injuries. Severino is going to be out there if he's ready to go.
No, not actually do that. Just whatever, the whole thing Billy Epler got fined about.
He's yours, Josh. I'm sorry. You're going to watch a lot of Severino pitching this year.
At least the rest of starting rotation, I thought it would be worse. It hasn't been that bad. They actually, in the Mets, with their bullpen combined, like top of five in ERA. Very surprising thing with that coming and looking at the onset of the first game. But then I want to ask you, with, you know, they have an ESPN, the Nuggets Timberwolves game. Which team do you think coming out of the West is the best of the Timberwolves, Nuggets, and Thunder? Is it still the Nuggets, or do you think the Timberwolves are in OKC?
Yeah, it's still the Nuggets until it's not, because they've done it. And they have Jokic, who should have been a three-time MVP. Playoffs are different, man. Knowing how to play in those series and taking advantage of home games and winning on the road and stuff like that, those guys have done it, and they have a leader in Jokic who is unflappable, unfazed. He does not care. He wants to win all the games and go ride horses. He wants to win all the games and go back to Serbia. He's different than Ant-Man and Cat and Rudy Gobert on the Timberwolves. He's different than Shea Gildress-Alexander. He's different than those guys. I'm going to say it's the Nuggets until it's not.
Anthony Edwards does look pretty good. I was watching this game. He hangs, got a great shot. And Keith, are you going to be by the Devils game, a Timo Meier bobblehead giveaway on Monday?
I might try and go. It's like a Jersey night, fan appreciation night, and I know the season is about to come to an end. And
there's the Islanders.
Yeah, the Yankees are going to be on the road. I may try to pop up at that Devils game. I got to talk to my wife. I got to see if I'm allowed.
Maybe we'll break the ice then. Keith, thanks for taking my call. Have a good night.
Would love to meet you there, Josh. Thanks for the call. 877-337-6666. Yeah, John Carlos Stanton can't be the whipping boy. Can't go to stadium and boo him. Can't boo Carlos Rodon. Rodon held it down last night. It's a loss. Learn how to handle losing. It's a part of life. Baseball is very much like life. It is what it is. Bruce is in Flushing next up on the fan. Go for it, Bruce.
Keith, I'm not going to overreact.
Okay.
With 10-3.
Yeah.
You know, so many games we won in Houston. We were lucky. They were hitting a lot of line drives that got caught, so I'm not going to overreact. I do, however, have a question and a couple of points about the Yankees. Number one, with the bullpen fully rested and with a day off tomorrow, why bring in Underwood?
Why bring in Underwood?
Who was the guy who pitched the ninth?
Oh, Dennis Santana.
I'm sorry, Santana. Why bring in Santana instead of...
I mean, Clay was up.
I'm not talking about Clay. I'm talking about Birdie. I'm talking about some of the other more experienced guys we have in the bullpen.
I don't know. Again, maybe they were just... I don't know. I saw him... I thought he would have been fine. Obviously, he gave up a hit, a run, walked a guy. Obviously, Tim Anderson was applying pressure. Not great. But even though that insurance run got added, they didn't add any more runs. They stayed at two runs, so it didn't really matter who pitched that.
So that dynamics might have been different with a 2-1 deficit as opposed to 3-1 deficit. Again, I'm not overreacting.
You just want to know why. Maybe Brad Ausmus made that call because Aaron Boone got ejected.
Okay, second point. The reason I think you haven't seen Cabrera is because we have three left-handers in a row, and Cabrera is hitting basically mostly left-handed now, and maybe Boone didn't want lefty-on-lefty matches.
Yeah, that's another good point. I heard that in the broadcast, but I just, like, I don't know. I sometimes it's like something has to override that. He's a switch hitter. He has hit from the right side of the plate this year. He can hit from the right side of the plate this year. It's not like John Burt. I don't know. You're right. Thanks for adding that to all the other things. I'm trying to find reasons why they're playing John Birdie versus, you know, why they wouldn't play Oswaldo. It's a lot of it is the pitching matchup, looking at the lineup and who they're facing.
And one last question. Is this, I know supposedly he had a stiff neck, but Spencer Jones has not played yet. I don't know if he played tonight. Is there anything more serious than just a stiff neck?
I haven't heard. I honestly haven't heard what's going on with Spencer Jones and the Somerset Patriots. I knew he was out, but I don't know. I just think it's something like they're taking time.
He hasn't played in 3 or 4 games in a row. And I just was wondering if you can reach out to somebody and find out why. A stiff neck, I understand, 1 or 2 games, but like 4 games in a row?
Yeah. I'm sure they're trying to treat it, and they're being careful with the guy. I did see something come across Twitter. I'll look into it.
Okay, thanks, Steve. Take care.
Thanks for the call, Bruce.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Man, Bruce was on one of those old cordless phones with the numbers like in the phone. Dun, dun. It sounded like he was trying to censor himself. Dun. 877-337-6666. Where is Waldo? Why are they pitching Dennis Santana? What's up with Aaron Judge? Why'd they have to move Volpe so soon after saying it was going to be 10 years? Marcus Stroman, you all right? You all right, right? Well, I guess we got to tip our cap to the Miami Marlins. They are a Major League Baseball team. They do have some fight in them as well, and they fought and won their second game of the year. Congrats. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me up. We'll be right back. New York City. What's going on? April 10th. Wednesday night. Keith McPherson on the Fan till 2 a.m. We're talking to sports, and all the calls are Yankees, and we're going to get right back to that at 877-337-6666. But I saw the post go across my Twitter feed that the New York Knicks have clinched a spot in the playoffs. Surprise, surprise. Nah, no surprise there, but I was talking to Rami Lavie, who is producing tonight. He's a Knicks fan, and he just brought to my attention that the Orlando Magic lost to the Bucks tonight. So I went to look at the box score, and I'm like, former New York Knick, Bobby Portis, that dirty dog, leads all scorers with 30 points. Dame Time had another 29 as the Bucks defeat the Orlando Magic 117-99. So everything's kind of holding where it is right now. And the Knicks are still the 3 seed. The Bucks are the 2 seed. The Magic are the 4 seed. And we'll wait to see what happens tomorrow and the next day and this weekend.
Yeah, and what's big about that, especially with the Giannis injury now, is if the Knicks can hold on to that 3 seed, even if they don't get the 2 seed, which if you were watching that game as a Knicks fan, I bet you were probably rooting for the Bucks even without Giannis, because yeah, as much as I'd love the 2 seed, the 2 and 3 really don't make a difference because you don't reseed. So home court, I don't know how much it matters. If you're going to end up playing the Bucks in the second round potentially, without Giannis still, or Giannis just coming back from an injury,
you'll take that.
Yeah, exactly. And then
you want to get to the second round.
Exactly. So get that 3 seed. It's right there for you. Orlando fell another game behind you now. Now it's up to the Knicks. Get it done.
I'll be on air tomorrow night at 7, and then it's Knicks-Celtics at 7:30. That's going to be lit. So,
well, half the Celtics lineup is listed as questionable for tomorrow night.
Are they really? That's corny as hell.
They listed, I think, the entire starting five. I Porzingis, I think both guys. By the way, you saw that contract, the Drew Holiday.
Oh, yeah. He just got $135 million.
They basically are saying, we're not keeping both Jalen and Jason. Like, there's no way you could keep both if you have that third huge contract. That's how the NBA contracts are structured now. You can't pay the luxury tax in the NBA anymore because it doesn't just cost you.
Well, they paid Brown.
They paid Brown already, and they pay him a ton. They pay him like $60 million a year. So
nah, it's not, this
they're
going to
pay Tatum.
They're definitely going to pay Tatum.
But they're going to have to trade Brown likely.
I was about to say, there's been talk for years about splitting those guys up. So what would they do, trade Brown?
I wouldn't be shocked.
This is the last dance. The Celtics must win the finals with this group.
You're not even kidding. Like, you're making,
I mean, they got rid of Marcus Smart, right? And he was Defensive Player of the Year. And, I mean,
yeah,
they put this team together, and I'm like, who allowed this with Drew Holiday and Kristaps Porzingis? We'll see, folks. NBA playoffs are on the way, and we'll know where the seeding is this weekend. But let's get back to the phones with the Yankees. Some of you may not even have watched the game tonight. And I blame this loss on Amazon Prime. The first Amazon Prime game of the year. And the Yankees don't show up and get it done. Marcus Stroman is walking the whole ballpark. Judge is terrible. The Volpe's leading off and it's not turning into Volpe smashing the ball. Nah, you know, it doesn't matter, folks. It's one game. They will head to Cleveland. And don't look now, but the Cleveland Guardians, not Indians, are also a first-place team with only 3 losses and completely different vibes for them. The Cleveland Guardians tonight also played some 2-win bums. The Chicago White Sox, who are 2-10, and they walked them off in 10 innings, and they had a whole party over there at Progressive Field. So that's coming up next. The 10-3 Yankees go to face the 9-3 Guardians. And should be a little bit better comp. Let's see how the Yankees play on the road. Let's see if they put the lineup back. Let's see what happens this weekend. But let's talk about what happened tonight in Yankee Stadium. The Yankees are not able to complete the sweep. And I did see DJ LeMahieu will travel with the Yankees to Cleveland and Toronto as he builds towards getting back. Tommy Canley's set to throw a bullpen tomorrow or Friday, and I've told you this bullpen is going to look different every week. It might look different every series. 877-337-6666. Jeremy's in Secaucus on the Fan. What's up, Jeremy? Go.
Hey, what's up, Keith? How you doing? First-time caller.
Thanks, man. I'm good. Appreciate it.
So I wanted to. I agree with you. I think Cabrera should be playing more. He's the hot hand. I mean, can you tell me like why Birdie? Why him over Cabrera?
That's what I was really trying to do, and I was leaving out the whole fact about the starting pitching. And I don't even care about it's the Marlins. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not like you're facing Clayton Kershaw, and like it doesn't matter. Like, this kid was hot. This kid showed you that he's got a flair for the dramatic, that he can be the spark you need. So, yeah, why John Birdie? John Birdie barely knows these guys. So all this vibes and barking and chemistry in the clubhouse, he's the new guy. Oswaldo's been here. I said it's three things. It's Oswaldo having three errors and, you know, John Birdie being a sure glove, a veteran. I guess that's two things, sure glove and a veteran. And then it's also, okay, you're getting to play against your former team in Yankee Stadium. Get you acclimated to Yankee Stadium against the Fish. And last is who they're facing, right? Putting a right-handed bat against these lefties. But I you can't sell me on that. I hate that this kid was a prime-time player last week, was making some great plays, hitting home runs, giving us the spark that we needed, and it's like, ah, yeah, we don't love you like that. And DJ's on the way back, so he's just going to be on the bench. Or sent down. No, they're going to send down Jones, but I feel like that's unfair to the kid. This kid helped us win. This kid helped us sweep.
That's what I'm saying. He showed real progress, real progression from last year, and it's just, you know, why play the veteran when you have the promising young kid, just like you said, against the team that, you know, you could win. It's a 50-50 with them. You know, the Yankees can beat them any day of the week.
It's the Marlins. Play. And you never had this much balance in the lineup. Now all of a sudden you're worried about lefty, righty, righty, left. Like, I don't know.
And one more thing. Giancarlo Stanton, you know, he gets a lot of hate. He came into this spring looking trim, looking like he was ready to play. He's been putting together a good season. He always usually comes through in the postseason, one of the most consistent postseason hitters we've had in the past few years. We've got to show this guy more love. He's always well spoken, and I love the guy, man. He does the Yankee uniform well.
Thanks for the call, Jeremy. They are. Shout out to Giancarlo Stanton. He just did something that I don't know how many other guys have done. Giancarlo Stanton completed the set. With the home run that he hit tonight, he's homered against all 30 major league teams. I mean, that was the team that he came up with, won the 2017 NL MVP with. Homer tonight. Man, this guy has stuff that puts him in the Hall of Fame. We'll see how the rest of his career goes. But we are watching an all-time great. My guy Cameron Maybin, I remember Cameron Maybin this offseason talking to me about Stanton. And, you know, just saying how much grief this guy gets and how much negativity this guy gets from the fans. It's like, you're watching a great one. You're watching one of the greats. And, yeah, he sometimes he looks lost, but right now he looks locked in. And you got to appreciate it. And I think we are.
I bet him to hit a home run after we saw some of those swings last night.
Oh, I saw you, big money.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to Remington in Manhattan on the Fan. What's up, Remington?
Very insightful on your part, Mr. Keith. Judge certainly is. It's something's not right. It's not his timing. It's not his mentality. He's very confident, obviously. But there is something, and it all started with the toe. Remember in L.A.? That's where it started.
Yeah, yeah. I'm telling you, not to cut you off, I had this take about him because I've watched the guy's whole career. And I'm like, it's something. People want to know, it's nothing. They didn't get surgery on it. They said they didn't need surgery. And he said in spring training, it's something they're going to constantly have to manage. That's not good. That's not good for a $40 million a year outfielder that is in year two of a 9-year deal that we need in the middle of the lineup to mash. He feels it, I'm sure, every time he plants his foot to take a swing. He feels it every time he steps in the outfield to go after a ball. And the oblique is another thing. He feels that every time he takes a swing. He feels
that's right. It all emanates from the toe, from the ground up, as you know.
Yes, from your base.
Above. He's not squishing the bug, I'll tell you that.
From your base up, and I'm sorry. I'm a Yankee fan. It worries me. I've seen this guy be superhuman. I don't know if we're ever going to get that back consistently. I would love to say, yeah, he could do it. He's still Judge. I was at the game two nights ago. He ripped the double, and I said, yeah, he's all right. Tonight, I'm like, dude, you had opportunities, and you had pitches over the plate that you were just like, Judge, what are you looking at? In the past, Judge mashes those out of the ballpark.
He's become a liability, unfortunately, right now anyway. Let's hope it's just temporary.
Yeah, let's just hope it's early. You know, I'm not overreacting. It's one night. We're just leaning into the effects of the game tonight. He could have a ridiculous series in Ohio coming up this weekend, but, man, it's something to talk about on The Fan for sure.
And can Rizzo catch the ball? What's wrong with him defensively?
I don't know. I don't like people joking about it. Like, is he still concussed? No, he's not still concussed from May. But, I mean, just his glove has not looked so sure at first base early on this year. And I don't know if that's age. I don't know what that is. But, like, we need him to tighten up. Thanks for the call, Remington. We got to take a break. 877-337-6666. Keith McPherson on The Fan. Rewatching the game on Yankee Encore. Looking for some more stuff to talk about. I saw Jackson Holliday. Of course, we got to talk about Jackson Holliday and the Baltimore Orioles and what they are.
Well, if you missed it on Yes, they're showing it on Yes now. It's perfect. It's just the late night game, essentially.
What?
The Yankee game.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Yankee
Encore.
I'm saying,
but if you missed it on, because it was on Amazon, now they show it on Yes 20 minutes late after.
Oh, yeah. If you missed the loss, if you want to see every pitch of this loss and how it went down, I mean, tune in now. Here comes the third inning where Stroman gave it up.
Don't
and the Yankees never recovered. My stupid, I'm live betting the Yankees. I put like $80 live betting the Yankees every time it went from like 240, 300. It got all the way up to like 800. I'm mashing the live bet, and they never recovered. All right, call me up. Let's take this break. We'll be right back.
Welcome.
The Casamigos Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. I usually don't like to give these out in losing efforts, but tonight's winner is Giancarlo Stanton. I mean, the same way you can tear a guy down when he struggles, you better be able to build a guy up when he succeeds. He hit a home run tonight that I just told you completes the set. He is homered against every major league team. My guy, Bronx29 at New York Sports 295 on Twitter says, correct me if I'm wrong, Reddit says only 13 other players have homered against every major league team. Giancarlo Stanton made history becoming number 14 tonight against the team that he came up with. He also owns the home run records for that team, and he hasn't played for them in 7 years. I just saw Ryan Garcia put out that Giancarlo Stanton has a 158 weighted runs created plus. Yo, should I keep going? Like, this guy right now is hot. Stay hot, Stan. Because people doubted you. They hated on you. They wanted to make you the whipping boy. And right now, you're hitting the ball out of the ballpark. You've got four homers. Your average is up there. We like to see you hitting 256. If you can stay around there, that's going to be fantastic for us. Especially right now with the reverse effect going on. Usually it's, without Judge, we need Giancarlo, and he doesn't show up. Well, now, without Judge, Giancarlo is carrying, and he's showing up. So, Casamigos' big shot goes to Big G, year 7G. I see you. It's not too early for me to give you your props. It's not too small of a sample size for me to acknowledge what you've been doing, because it isn't just hitting home runs. He's on it. He's hitting fastballs. He's driving the ball. Giancarlo Stanton, number 27, for your New York Yanks, 877-337-6666. Let's keep it rolling before the day ends. Ash is up in Brooklyn. Ash, you're on The Fan.
Keith, this is a long time coming, man. I've been listening to you like since you started. I've been a big fan, and I appreciate you take me on.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks for calling.
I'm an SAT tutor. I used to come out to Middletown. I used to come out to Shore High School. I used to come out to Throckmorton Avenue, going to family home. Anyway, I wanted to get your take on this vibe. Like, I mean, your energy on every show this year since the season started is like, it reminds me of 2009. I'm 45 years old. Like, I'm old enough to remember. I was old enough to, like, you know, appreciate the 90s, like, World Series. But, like, 2009 was a good feeling, you know. Well, I went to the World Series. It was my only World Series parade I ever went to. And it just seems like, you know, there's something special about this year. And I'm just wondering, like, what your thoughts are on that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I did get a request before. I'll let you take my answer off the air. But I did get a request on your thoughts about Boone getting ejected tonight. My friend out in L.A., my boy Caesar, he grew up a Yankees fan. And I just wants to know.
I got you. I got you. Thanks for the call. I mean, the energy and vibe that you hear from me, I'm a Yankee fan. I love watching a game. Just during the break, you know, yesterday Rami and his wife were at the game, and they were sitting in front of me for a little while, and Rami's wife said to him, "Oh, Keith's really into the game." I'm like, "Yeah, I am." I'm like, I don't do this type of stuff for any. I could be at the game, and there could be 37,000 people there. I could be at the game, there'd be 7 people there. I don't care. I'm not paying attention to other people. If it's 2 strikes and it's 2 outs, and then you hear that, I'm already up. I am clapping. I am yelling. I am willing them to throw strike 3. I am there trying to pick up Carlos Rodon. Let's go, Los. Lock in, Los. Here we go one time. That's just how I go and watch the game. I care about every pitch, every at bat, every out. Like, if you're there, what's the point of being there? Like, I don't understand people that go to Yankee Stadium and they sit quietly like they're at a tennis match or a golf outing. I'm not like that. Anytime I'm in there, I'm not quiet. That's why I lose my voice sometimes, because I'm in there yelling. I feel like I can help. And the vibe and energy you're getting from me this season is the difference a year makes. Minor setback for a major comeback. Last year sucked. Nobody had fun. That was bad for business. Nobody enjoyed losing 80 times. Nobody enjoyed only scoring 3 runs. You can see how the fans are back. You can see how the fans believe in this team. You can see how the fans are embracing the dog mentality and the dog theme. You can see how the fans like these different characters and personalities. I said I tip my cap to Brian Cashman for making moves, not just with personnel, but with personalities. The right chemistry, the right mix in the clubhouse. They're 10-3. They're in first place. You go and you expect them to win. They go down 4-0. I'm hammering the live bet Yankees money line. I expect them to come back. I expect them to overcome the umps. I expect them to hit, pitch, make plays. Now, they came up short today, but that's baseball Susie. 877-337-6666. I'm a fan, bro. This is the fan, bro. Like, this is just what it is. You can't fake this. I heard Evan Roberts shout me out today, and a couple people were hitting me. I wasn't actually listening to it live, but Evan remarked at the fact that I showed up with a Beware of Dog sign that I bought at Home Depot for $4. I was in Home Depot, and I had the idea. So I know they have for sale signs. I know they have no parking signs, for rent signs. I got down, crotched down, went and looked through all of the signs, and I'm like, yeah, let me get that Beware of Dog sign. I got it before the season started. I didn't bring it to opening day. I didn't bring it to Saturday night. I knew opening day was going to be too geeked up. Saturday, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know if they were going to show up. I didn't know if the dogs would be out. I went to the game last night, Tuesday night. I had on the dog shirt from RotoWare. I had the Beware of Dog sign. Verdugo went yard. We all started barking. It was the right timing. So, yeah, Rami says he has another stat so we can build up Giancarlo Stanton before he slumps this season and everybody tries to break him down.
Well, you mentioned that he's the Marlins home run leader. I saw on the Marlins broadcast last night, so I'm trusting them. I did not fact check this. Since 2017, since the beginning of the 2017 season, Giancarlo Stanton has the most home runs as a Marlin with 57, or 59 rather. He had all those 59 in that 2017 season. Combined, they haven't had a guy who in the last 6 years has had more home runs than that.
Nah, I mean, that's Jorge wild. Soler hit some home runs for them. They don't have really any boppers. Right? Jake Berger went deep tonight. He's a burger. Jake Berger has 50 burgers a week. 877-337-6666. One more call before we go to break. Bill is in Connecticut. What's up, Bill? You're on the Fan.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Hey, listen, I got one issue with what you're saying here, okay? Listen, Volpe belongs at the top of that order, okay? We need a guy with speed and good contact to hit in front of Soto. And tonight, when I was there at the game, Torres is not scoring on that single by the double by
100% correct. That Volpe was going. So
he's such a big threat. I don't understand why you would want to see Torres
that
more times than Volpe. So you said, well, if he's at the bottom of the order, maybe the game's different. Well, wait a second. He scored a couple runs there and was involved in the game. I don't know. It makes sense to me that he gets up more than Torres. Torres is a middle of the order, back of the end
so
of the
order. So let's go back to my original take that I just followed up on. My original take was, this is fine, leaving Volpe where he is. They moved him around a bunch last year. We know that he projects to be the leadoff hitter. I was predicting as soon as May before it to happen game 13, I felt like they got cute tonight. For it to happen because they're trying to get Gleyber Torres going, I felt like they got cute tonight. They're winning games with a certain lineup. Keep it that way. They lost a game tonight, moving Volpe to the leadoff spot. Now, is that the reason they lost? Absolutely not. Did Volpe not just, like, take off, lose his helmet, motor to score that run? Yes, he did. Gleyber Torres being the reason that, like, leave Gleyber there. In my opinion, I would have left Gleyber there. I would have left Gleyber there in the leadoff spot.
What has he shown you?
It isn't a matter of what he's shown you. You made the decision to make him the leadoff hitter to start the season. So now you're moving Volpe again, and it's just like, I don't know. I would have been fine with Gleyber Torres being the leadoff hitter tonight, struggling or succeeding, and keeping the lineup the way it is and not changing something just to change it. And then the answer being, we did it to get Gleyber Torres going. Well, he didn't get going.
So we leave the guy who's got a higher batting average at the bottom of the order?
Yeah, so that he can keep doing what he's doing at the bottom of the order, in the second half of the order.
Hey, so he could have gone on a few times at the bottom of the order and let Trevino, who's batting, 59, he's got a batting average of 0.59.
Yeah, he almost hit one out.
Great.
But, that's the shortcomings of baseball and at-bats and things like that, and that's what we do. Thanks for the call, Bill. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a dummy. I understand. I've watched every one of Volpe's at-bats. He's going to be the leadoff hitter. I just felt like it was premature. The last game of this series to get Gleyber Torres going before a break? And you lost. And I know Volpe went 0 for the night before. But like I go back to last year and I go back to my original take. And thank you for that call, Bill. I would like people to call and disagree. I don't know everything. But I'm also like, don't say what I didn't say. I didn't say that Gleyber Torres definitively... No one thinks that Gleyber Torres is a leadoff hitter. If you've been listening to me the last week or two, we know Glaber's not the guy. But DJ went down. DJ's probably not the guy. When he comes back, the guy is Volpe. But you have been winning with the lineup of Gleyber Torres leading off, Juan Soto batting second, Judge, whether it's Stanton or Rizzo behind him, whatever, and then getting lower into the lineup, Volpe six. Like you move Volpe prematurely. And I felt like you got cute, especially because Aaron Boone said the day before, oh, yeah, when we look up in 10 years, that's where he'll be. Well, you might win some, but you just lost one. It didn't work out tonight. That doesn't mean that, like, I don't know what they do next. In Cleveland, is now Volpe the leadoff hitter and Gleyber Torres stays? Fine. We'll have more data. We'll have more at-bats. We'll have more games to see how it works out. But if you just said Volpe projects to be the leadoff hitter in 10 years, is he now the leadoff hitter today, tomorrow, forever?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.